Empowering Gita Reflections, a podcast to guide modern lifestyle with the wisdom of the Gita.
Na abhavo vidyate satam. I am the sat. I am the existence. I am the truth in it. I am the dreamer. I am the powerer. I am the empowerer. I am giving it the power. It is my ability to dream. It is in me. It was in me. It is in me. It will be in me. Before the dream started, all the characters, if they existed, they don't have any existence. If they did, they were in me. It temporarily manifested in me, through me, of me, because of me, me alone. When the dream finishes, they also dissolve in me. There is no end to my existence, and there is no reality to their existence. And so I can give you more examples like that. So it is with this world, the cosmic dreamer, that beautiful one, that well-wishing supreme Lord, that all-loving, that omniscient, the omnipresent, the omnipotent, omni meaning all-knowing, all-present, all-powerful, one in all, Vasudeva Sarvam. And I'm just a dream character. I'm trying to wake other dream characters. Don't be so anxious. Don't be so attached. Don't get so miserable. Don't get so excited. Don't jump up and down. The more you do any of that, the more you'll become forgetful. The more you'll identify with that which you are not. And move farther and farther away from that which you are. Tat. Tvam asi. The nine times there is an exhortation in the Upanishads called the Mahavakya, is the great aphorism, and the greatest of them all comes nine times in the secret of the secret of the Vedic literature. What would you repeat to your child nine times, or tell your husband or your wife or your friend, that who you care about, that you would say, hey, don't make sure you don't forget this, okay? Yeah, got it. And then a little while later, hey, you understood, right? You know what I mean, right? Yeah, no, I got it. And then the next day along, oh, did you write it down? I don't want you to forget it. And oh, I got it. And you keep reminding, keep saying, because it is so precious, it is so important, right? When your daughter, you tell again and again. Or your wife might tell you again and again because you're forgetful. And this appears nine times. Tat tvam asi. You are that. Your original nature called Sat Chit Ananda. Existence, consciousness, and bliss. That not bones, flesh, and blood that your container is made of. And so everywhere, just like in the dream, you alone exist, you alone pervade in this cosmic dream. It, the principle, alone exists. And so when the glory of it through the mercy, if a dream character is woken up, someone who is in a lot of distress, someone who is very ambitious, in the seventh chapter, he says, there's generally four categories of dream characters that have a shot, that have a chance, they come to me to be woken up. So either the ones who are very distressed, arthartu, those who are very ambitious, jigyasu, those who are very curious minded, very, very curious minded. I want to find out the truth. And the fourth, those who actually know, already have known. Those four, arthartu, jidnyasu, jnani, cha bharatarshab. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jananam sukritino arjuna. These four kinds of categories, four categories of men, humans, align with me, ultimately reach me. And so if someone who was desperate, I was in that category. My desperation led me to ambition. My ambition made me extremely curious. And that curiosity brought me to a place where I can say, I know. I can't prove it. I don't care to prove it. But even if I did, I cannot. Because for it to be proven, you will have to know. This isn't about my proving or my knowing. Your knowledge is in you, within you. That will rise from within. So, artha arthartho jidnyaso jnani cha bharatarshava. So, you will then experience, you will know that that alone exists. And then all worry dissipates. Everything just drops. All anxiety forever, permanently. All worries. All jealousy, all competitive competition, all anxiety, all fear. How about that? All fear goes away. No place for fear. No place for worries. For real. Dissipates. Goes away, moves away. In one word, all negativity is away and situated in positivity, truth, goodness, and love. Then that's when we become of giving and not receiving, not taking. That's when we become the humblest of the humble. That's when we become the most joyful of the joyous. That's when we become the most equipoised in the balanced and the regulated and the moderated. That's when we become the generous of the generous. Only living to give. So, na sato vidyate bhavo na abhavo. We'll finish with this. 17th shloka starts with someone's name here. Avinashi. That name appears in the Gita. Avinashi. Udaya appears in the Gita also. Ashwini appears in also. And San Arun appears also. Jitendra appears also twice in the Gita. Vichitatma Jitendriya. We are in good company, folks, here. So I hope that you take this seriously, this half a verse of the 16th half the shloka of the 16th verse of the second chapter. Na sato vidyate bhavo, na abhavo vidyate sata. And then the second part of it says, Ubhayorupi, therefore, having sorted through this, Ugutti chodke, like disentangling the hairball, the mess, unentangling that. Which one is the black thread and which one is the white thread in this? If they were completely entangled, when disentangling, holding the two separate, this is the black thread, this is the white thread. Which one is the oil and which one is the water? And let it stand still and they'll separate. Knowing that, sorting through that, ubhaya is from these two. Api, those who know the seer, then are never confused, then are never bamboozled, then are never taken for a ride, then are never fooled by the fool's gold. They'll put up with it, they'll smile at you, they'll say, yes, right, fine, okay. Because they're not there to cause waves and ripple, they're not there to belittle anyone, they're not there to minimize anyone. They're only there to love everyone, to uplift everyone, to help everyone. Therefore, there's no question of cutting anyone out. They're not there to exclude anyone. They're there to include as many as possible. Therefore, they'll go along because they're aligned with the system. And then once in a while, when a dream character is super interested, seeming like it's a desperate dream character, seems like it's a very curious-minded, sharp-witted dream character. Seems like the person next to is a very, very ambitious. And when the merciful, woken up soul will think like, no, this ambition is going to take this person to a very wrong path, very bad consequences. I might as well, why don't I share with that person a different direction to take the same ambition and see how far you go with it. You'll be stuck here otherwise with that same ambition and ultimately rot in the earth to only to be burned as fossil fuel to light someone's lamp 1,000 years from now. If that's who you think you are, why don't you displace your ambition from here to here and see how high you go? Immortal. So when that struggling soul is gently nudged by another adjacent merciful soul who is also just, it does not exist either. There's no glory of anyone in the dream. No matter how good, oh my God, this is such a good person. They're like Santa. They're my gurus. They are this like, they're God-like. They're men of God. This woman is, she can produce siddhis. She can give you like from her hands, all any of that. All glories. This is the truth alone to the main source. Now their glory is that they were curious or they went to the right place and now they have become one with the source. And therefore, yes, they are God-like. The gurus and the saints are, yes, indeed, they are God-like. And we must worship them and we must fall at their feet. We must beg for their mercy in the dust of their feet. But because they are connected with, so long as they are connected with, and one with and fully aligned with the source. Because they've figured out the truth and they've just flown themselves in it. So that, just like the moon is glorious, the moon is worshipable because, right? So like that. And so the last line here says that those who are then able to sort through, they never fall for it. They're ever willing to wake up others, jagrati, those who are sleeping in this slumber, that are just indulging in this dream land, tossed and turned, up and down, loss and gain, insult and injury, and praise, and my, me and mine, and you and yours, and more and less, and this and that. They might someday say, no, listen, no, this just like, slow down, calm down, poise. Be brave, hold it. Don't get flown with it, don't get blown by it. Go inside, see who you are. You're this, that steady rock, Gibraltar. These waves have crashed thousands of years and nothing is chipped away from you. That's who you are, Ashma. You're like a stone, immovable, immutable. Jai Shri Krishna Prabhu. I told you I cannot talk enough about it and I cannot talk a lot any more sensibly about it. So then I will just stop.
This Gita Yoga podcast will continue in the next session. Jai Shri Krishna.